Interview. So, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, we're doing great.
Awesome, awesome. I'm gonna do your basic interview, so those of you who don't know will pretty much know who they are. So we'll get it started off with the how did the band get started?
Well, I tell you, that was Steve, the drummer, and I. We had played together off and on for many years up around the North Florida area, and with several different bands, and I had traveled down to the Tampa area, and we had lost touch actually for several years, and when we reconnected, I had come off the road and was just basically writing. And I was trying to write a whole bunch of a new type of, like, Fool's Game, you know, songs like that. I had a whole bunch of stories that I was trying to put together, and I had recorded in rudimentary form, very simple form. I recorded a bunch of them, and Steve heard them and said, "Hey, we've got to put this stuff together, man. So, so that's what we did. Basically, we gathered up some new material. I had written probably about 20, 30 songs that were a bunch of stories for over the past 10 years, and we just started recording them, and got hooked up with Tate Records, and they liked them, and said, hey, we need to put a record together, and that's what we did. So we put an album together, and Tate Records produced it, put it all out there, and here we are.
Here we are.
That's for sure. All right, go ahead and introduce the band members and what each one of you do in the band.
All right, well, I guess my name's Robbie. I'm the lead singer, guitar player, writer, entrepreneur, philanthropist, father, yeah, and daddy to the rest of the band, I guess. That's probably my biggest job, actually.
And driver of the bus.
And driver of the bus.
Well, you do it all.
The other voice you hear is Steve. He's the drummer.
I'm Steve. I play drums. Robbie and I played together for many, many years on the road. And like he said, we lost touch with each other, and then we hooked back up. And I liked his music, and we started recording via Pro Tools with, being 500 miles apart, and technology these days made it a whole lot easier, and we put together, we got enough material right now for probably three more albums. I mean, already in the can, not including the one that we have now.
Oh, wow.
So we're off and running.
Yep. And then behind me here is our bass player.
Hey, I'm Rich. I play bass.
That's Rich.
I heard his tunes, loved them. They accepted me as a brother, and here I go.
So he's in for a learning experience.
To say the least.
Yeah, he hasn't been around Steve and I that long, so... every day I see that eyebrow on the left side of his head go a little higher.
Yeah. It's gonna be a long road, Rich.
And we're missing one guy here.
Eddie is our percussion player, and he's also our tour manager. He doubles as our tour manager. Unfortunately, I guess he's in Pensacola, so he can't be with us right now. And then we just added a new member, Max Bolton. He's going to be another vocalist, doing backup vocals with Rich. Also, he plays piano and backs me up with acoustic guitar. So we're at five members now, and we're hoping to kind of keep it right about, well, until we hire the Philharmonic, you know.
Right.
We also got to mention Bobby Lee. He's our new manager.
Bobby Lee with Lee Entertainment, yep. He's got a hold of the band now, and he's starting to whip us around.
Yes.
So we're real happy about that.
Definitely. He's the one that got in touch with my husband originally, and then got in touch with me and been sending me all kinds of bands and artists, so it's working out great.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's on top of things, man. We like having him in our corner. I mean, definitely. He's pretty strong in the business around the East Coast here, so we can't be happier.
Awesome.
Well, he's got some tentative shows coming up here in the next maybe month or so. Atlanta, Tallahassee, and he's still booking the shows, to be announced. We don't have any dates yet, but those shows are already booked.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll get some down here around Tampa and over near Miami, and I guess your neck of the woods over there. So, I mean, what is that? That's over over near Vero Beach in that area, right?
No, we're in Ocala.
Oh!
Okay,
so yeah, you're north of Orlando. All right.
Yeah. And just to let you guys know, that if you have any flyers that you get made for your shows, you can email me and we will post them on the site.
Oh, yeah, great. That happens quite a bit, so definitely, yeah, we'll take you up on that, for sure.
That's what I do. I always tell people, you got shows, send me a flyer.
Okay, easy enough. Steve's been our major in-house promoter. He's the guy that's kind of gotten us out there.
All right, well, you can go ahead and give Steve my email, and he can send the flyers.
Well, that's great. We'll definitely do that. Thanks, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll get on that. As soon as we get something written in stone, then I'll send you over a flyer.
And he means physically with a hammer and chisel.
Yes.
All yeah. right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't like whiteout.
Yeah. Whiteout just makes things look messy.
Yeah. Yeah. We like to use the old style, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Rope numerals the whole bit.
Definitely. All right. Well, let's go on. What kind of music do you guys consider yourself to play?
Well, I guess our style is, I don't know, Steve, what do you think?
I would say pop rock.
Yeah, we're like a rock, kind of pop rocky rock.
REO Speedwagon-ish, kind of.
Yeah, that's definitely what I get out of it.
Yeah, I kind of consider myself like a storyteller. So, you know, most of these tunes that I've written sort of have stories to them. You know, they're not just, you know, let's party kind of deal. You know, there's actual stories to them. They're based on real life. I mean, this album, I can honestly tell you that everything on this album has been lived and lived through, mostly by me.
But, well, I always find that those songs that tell a story are usually the best songs.
I find them more interesting, actually.
Because you can see it happening. You can picture a video.
Well, exactly, yeah. It's not just a run-of-the-mill, you know, let's put these three words together and create a song. No, I'm not about that. I always try to say something or relay a story or try to, you know, give you a photo sort of, you know, so to speak, a photo capture of a particular point that most people can relate to, I think. I mean, these are everyday, you know, everybody goes through the same types of things, so nobody's different in that respect, so I just try to word them and put them in ways that most folks can actually identify with, you know.
Exactly.
Everybody has boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, brothers, sisters, moms, dads, you know, so, you know, these stories are sort of based on real life that way, and I find them more meaningful, and I think more endearing to somebody that would listen to them that can actually go, yeah, you know, I get that, and that's really what I'm, if I get one person that, just one, all I need is one that can go, I get that, and, you know, I could die happy.
You know, I actually said that when I first started doing the shows. Like, if I get one download, I'm happy. And then I get 500 to 1,000 downloads a week later. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're doing pretty good there.
It's working. They get it.
Yeah, they get it. They get gold net.
Right.
Well, our album is doing really well on college radio. Fool's Game is a single that has been played all over the country in college radio. We got a couple of other singles, She's All Mine, Tomorrow Is Too Late, that's being played, you know, from Florida to UCLA, you know. And so it's been doing really well out there.
I think we hit Canada, too. Didn't we hit Canada?
Yeah, we did. We got a couple up in Montreal. There's two colleges, I think. I believe it's Montreal and one other one up there in another province. I'm not quite sure which one, but we're getting global. We're getting a lot of hits from overseas, Australia and Southeast Asia and stuff like that as well, just due to, you know, mass media, you know, and Facebook and, you know, just putting it out there.
And that super informational highway known as the internet.
That's it.
Yes, it's
internet radio.
And internet radio, absolutely, yes.
It's
out a lot.
Yes, we've been doing well on internet radio as well.
Awesome. awesome. Yeah, we've been playing your songs, and they're great. Oh. I think we have three or four from that. We got Fool's Game, One I Want, and Tomorrow.
One I Want, I think, I really like that song because, once again, it is a story, and it's something that I actually lived through, and it's just your good old fashioned basic rock and roll type, just get out there, you know, three chord basher. Yeah, I like those, you know. I really like that song. I'm really happy with the way that one turned out.
Well, that's the important thing. If you're happy, then other people will be happy as well.
Yeah. It's like we used to say in our household, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Exactly. All right. All right. How did you guys come up with the band name?
Steve, I'm gonna let you feel this one, Steve.
Yeah, that's an interesting story. After we tossed around a couple of these tunes, recorded some of it, you know, and I was in the shower one day, and I was, I was bouncing around some names in my head, you know, and then Legalize just happened to, you know, come into my head. I'm like, Legalize. Oh, okay. All right, I like that. You know, you can look at it in several different aspects, you know. Legalize, you know, as in like Big Brother, or you can look at it as like Legalize. And then Robbie came up with the album title, It. You know, just simply It. Legalize It.
Awesome. And
that's tongue in cheek.
And please don't let the story of the shower affect your psyche too much. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, some people might not look at showers the same anymore.
I know I don't.
Well, you know, we've been tossing around a bunch of different names, you know. I was happy we're going with just, you know, Robbie, or, you know, Robbie Royer, you know, or whatever. And, you know, he didn't want to use his, you know, his name, you know, on the title of the album or whatever. So we started tossing around this and that, and that's the way that came about, you know. It was like Legalized, you know. It has a couple of different meanings, you know, so...
I find myself in the shower now going, it won't come off!
Well, no, you're stuck with it now.
You've been branded.
Yeah, I know it. Although I gotta say, once we started poking around with this, I did come up with a pretty good logo that I like. So, actually, even though it started out as kind of a tongue-in-cheek, sort of a, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge kind of thing, it really did stick. It's stuck a lot bigger than I thought it would, you know. And then the logo really just kind of helped. So, it just worked out. It's just one of those things, you know, where, you know, you're poking this and you're poking that. Oh, let's try this or let's try that. Or, you know, you come up with this name. And, you know, I think naming a band is probably one of the more difficult things that you could probably, any musician runs into. I think any musician out there knows that, you know, when you get some new players together and you're like, okay, well, this is going to work, you know, so what do we call ourselves?
It really is.
Yeah, you get that deer in headlight looks from everybody, like, okay, the knuckleheads, I don't know, you know, what do we, you know, what do we call ourselves?
Then you gotta think of something original that no one else has.
Which is even more difficult because, you know, let's face it, you know, everything's been used just about, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Coming up with something original is very difficult. It's very difficult.
It really is.
And especially with the internet now, when you go through the internet, you try to come up with a name, and you look, and there's six bands that are already on the internet with that name, you know. It's like, darn it, man, I thought I had a good one there, but I don't want to compete with that, so let's move on, you know. And then,
right.
I don't know, this one just sort of stuck, and, you know.
Yes, it's definitely a good name. I like it.
Oh, good. Yeah, good. I'm glad. Yeah, thanks.
Oh, thank you.
All right, how has your fan response been?
Do we have fans?
Yeah, you must. You're being played all over. So.
I get a lot of hate mail. Does that count?
Hate mail, love mail, and all is still fans.
No, we've actually gotten a really good response from all the places we played, and the internet has helped us out quite a bit, you know. College radio, like I said, and, you know, internet radio. We've gotten a lot of really good responses from, like, Reverb Nation and Liquid Audio, you know. Actually,
these internet sites are really good to really kind of push out there. They really work, and you know, Steve's right. We've tried many. I don't know, Steve. How many do you think we?
Now I've got about at least 15 that we're on right now. You know, just right here, and you know, we get updates from all these sites. We're ranked like number. Last time I checked, 38. Out of 700 artists on Liquid Audio, and then we're doing quite well on Reverb Nation. And, you know, I'm not sure what the number is, but I know it's pretty low.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Eddie's
here. All right, Eddie, we're doing a radio interview.
Awesome.
This is Eddie Kemp. He's our percussion player / tour manager, road manager /
Welcome, Eddie.
Eddie, this is Summon.
Summon is with Black and Horde Zine Radio.
Actually, this interview is for Animosity Radio.
Animosity Radio, that's right.
Animosity.com. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Sorry, he just...
Y'all were talking this right now. I had to go somewhere. I'd have been here if I'd have known.
It's all good.
Yeah, we tried to get a hold of... Okay, so, go, Summon, go ahead with whatever question you had there.
All right, let's go with what some of your musical influences are.
Well, musical influences, I've always been old school. I think if you listen to the album, you can hear that a lot of it's old school. It's like Van Morrison, and he's always been an influence. Pink Floyd, obviously. David Gilmour is probably one of my biggest influences. Carlos Santana, you know, I grew up listening to these guys, the Rolling Stones, all the classic stuff, you know.
Bob Seger, Journey,
yeah, Ford. Exactly. Yeah, these are all the old school that kind of listening to. And of course, when you start out young, you know, listening to all these old songs, it really has an effect on how you present what you're doing. You know what I mean? And you can always, I think, also if you listen to a lot of the songs you hear, I think you can really hear a lot of those influences. Like, especially on Tomorrow's Too Late, that has a real David Gilmour. That's like my homage to David Gilmour. You know, he's such a great guitar player and so eloquent when he plays. He doesn't use a lot of notes, but by golly, the ones he uses are perfect. You know,
knows how to put them together.
He knows how to put them together, exactly.
Yes, he does.
But being a drummer, I come from a more of a rock and roll background, like Rush. I like a lot of the metal stuff, you know, not the heavy metal stuff, but, you know, like Nico McBrain from Iron Maiden.
Priest? Judas Priest?
Yeah, Priest is one of my favorites. Dream Theater. Mike Portnoy, man, you can't go wrong with that guy, man. He's awesome. You know, but my all-time favorite would be John Bonham. I mean, by far.
Great, awesome. All right, what is the band like when you guys play live?
Chaotic.
Nerve-wracking. And crowd-pleasing.
Yeah, we've actually have all sort of known each other for quite a while, and this and I hate to use the word project, but this conglomeration, let's go there.
There you go.
This journey.
Yeah, it's actually pulling together. I mean, like I said, Steve and I started just by recording, and then we've gone out and played some shows, and it actually works very well. I mean, it blends a lot easier than one could hope for, I think. That is probably what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It blends a lot easier. You know, I've been with bands where you just really, it's a struggle because, you know, personalities got to kind of blend together and you got to be able to communicate without speaking and sometimes that gets difficult if you're not really gelling, and it seems to work. We've every show we've done, it just gets better and better every time, and that's really what you hope. That's more than what you could hope for.
Right? Yeah, this band definitely gels. You know, Robbie and I have known each other for 25 years. Me and Eddie's known each other for over 30 years. You know, Rich and I, you know, we bonded right off the bat. You know. And Rich is a great guy, man, and a great player. You know,
Rich came on board, and everybody liked him immediately.
Oh yeah,
didn't even have to ask each other what you thought about him because he was there. We all knew it, man. We all enjoyed being around him. We've enjoyed working with him.
Yeah.
It does get a little, you know, rough traveling in a tin can down the interstate for 10-12 hours at a time. You know. Everybody's stepping over everybody, you know. You know, we got a nice little bus and stuff, but it can be nerve-wracking at times, but we've known each other long enough, we get along, you know.
You definitely got to be friends to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
In this motorhome, you do.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Yeah, you got to be friends. Max is probably the newest member. And he's right in with the fold. I mean, you know, yeah.
Max is a great guy, man.
Yeah, he's done it all. I think in the past I played with Max maybe what 2-3 times I think in the past.
Well, I worked with him in a band back in the 90s, and we worked together for about a year or so. And you know, he's a spot on player. You know, he started out as a bass player. But, you know, he's always played guitar and keyboards, you know, and we brought him on as a guitar keyboard player, you know, and he also has some nice vocal harmonies.
You got to love a musician where you just, you put a piano in front of him and say, here, learn this.
And he does it. Yeah, on the spot.
Awesome. Good ear.
That's how it happened with Max. I asked him if he was interested in playing some music with us, and he said he'd like to check it out. He'd come by one day when we were rehearsing. Next thing, he was wanting to use my guitar, and I said, go ahead. Then he was asking Robbie, he said, okay, if I try to do some backup vocals? And it's like, yeah, you can do it, go for it. And by the time we were done rehearsing, he was part of the band, so.
Yeah, spot on.
I think we had to accommodate him, and I think we had to use a music stand and tape a mic to it, actually. I think that's what
it was. My tripod for my camera.
Oh, a tripod. That's what we used. Yeah, it was a tripod.
Yep, for my camera.
Mother is the necessity of invention, I tell you.
All improvising.
I'd hung it from the ceiling if I had to.
What's that old saying? There's a lot of things we ain't done, but we ain't never had too much fun.
Oh gosh, is that such a thing? It's too much fun?
No such thing. It's like too much money. No such thing.
Well, I guess if you end up in jail from having too much fun, then yeah.
Okay, that would be bad. Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, but see, we ended up in jail for having too much fun, so we still are trying to anyway.
I guess as long as it's worth it, then there's a story there.
There you go.
You gotta look at the story.
Hey, if worst comes to worst, you can always make a country song out of it.
That's true.
At least we didn't go to jail in Texas that night.
Oh, Texas, yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, that's a whole other story. We don't need to get into it.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I met Walker, Texas Rangers there, I think.
Yeah, we were having too much fun.
Yeah, cops sometimes don't have a real big sense of humor when you're...
This guy did. He came from Shrine.
He was a nice guy, though. He really was. He was a very nice guy, and he knew we were just having fun, and he played along with us, and when he had enough, he just said, go away. I want to eat my dinner in peace. Yeah. Just pretty much have to do what they say at that point.
All right. About how many average do you think people show up at your shows?
Oh, gee, that's a...
Last show we did a local thing up here for like our CD release party. We probably had like 350, 400 people there.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, standing room only, so we were happy about that.
The owner said it was the best night she's had in 6 years.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and actually that goes back to Robbie and I's roots. We played in a house band at this club, and that's why we decided to do our CD release party there.
Oh, definitely.
You know, Wanda's a real good friend of ours. You know, mine, Robbie, and Eddie, you know, we all kind of grew up in this area. And Robbie and I played there for years in a house band. And, you know, Wanda was, you know, hospitable enough to, you know, bring us in and let us do our CD release party. And we advertised it. They advertised it on the radio. And, you know, we had people coming out of the woodwork, you know. You know, they were playing some of our tunes and the word got out, you know, so it was a really good night for everybody.
Right.
Yeah, that worked out all the way around. Yeah, that was a fun night. That was a fun night. Of course, anytime you have a packed house, that's a good night.
Oh, for sure.
As long as you don't end up in jail. That's
yes.
Yeah,
then you're trying to have too much fun.
Definitely. You guys have any touring plans? Future plans.
Well, like Steve said, Bobby's got us fixed up. We got coming up here next month, I think. It's the end of May, beginning of April. We've got 3 dates planned in Tallahassee.
You mean June, don't you?
May, June. I'm sorry. Man, I'm like a one-armed juggler over here. I got more things going on.
Reverse, that's all.
I'm telling you. Anyways, yeah, moving backwards. It feels like that sometimes. Yeah, we got three shows, I think, coming up in Tallahassee. Then we have...
5 shows in Atlanta.
Yeah, how many?
There's 5 shows booked in Atlanta. There's 3 in Tallahassee. And I talked to Bobby today, and he's working on some other stuff. He's going to try to fill the itinerary where we can have, you know, 4 to 6 weeks out.
So, bottom line is, keep your eye out, because we're coming to your town soon.
Soon.
Yeah, definitely let us know.
So, we are ready to entertain.
So, lock up your daughters and lock up your wives.
Your daughters and wives.
Hey, man.
There's a son out there somewhere. That's what
I'm trying to let my son out, but if I had a daughter, no, I couldn't let her out.
Yeah. Don't let him near the bush for sure. That's right.
Yeah. What goes on the bus stays on the bus.
Yeah.
Actually, we got one coming up in Crestview here real soon too, just because everybody keeps asking when we're going to play up there. So we're going to do a show up there to make them happy.
Yeah. That's probably going to be like a big send off party, because we're fixing a. We're fixing to start this summer tour here, and Rich and I are going to travel up there and meet up with everybody. And we'll start working on the final touches on this summer thing that we got coming up. And then Steve brought up the idea about he's got. This buddy that has this club up there, so I think we're going to go up there and we're just going to have a big kickoff send-off thing and just kind of let it all go and do everything that we've got and give it all we got and, you know, just turn it into one big send-off party, I think. And that's going to be coming up here in Crestview, Florida. That's going to be like mid to late May. We're talking like around week of the 20th, somewhere in there. So that'll be coming out. We'll be sure to send you all that information if there's any listeners up in that area.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be going from that night of fun in Crestview to the road.
Awesome.
It's our warm up show before we hit the road.
That's our big hometown send off, man.
Yep.
That's the big boot that says, "Thank God you guys are out of here, man." That's right. Yeah. Head east.
All right, I'm going to end this interview with a really, kind of like a double question, but it's kind of fun to mess with. It's, what made you want to be in the band, and if you weren't, what would you be doing?
You mean in this band?
Yes.
Could you repeat that? Because it was breaking up a little bit.
Okay. The first part is, what made you want to be in this band? And then the second part is, if you weren't, what would you be doing?
Well, I can tell you this. I needed a job, and if I wasn't in this band, I'd be homeless.
Oh, wow.
Well, I have to say, Robbie's my big brother. You know, we've been together for so long, you know, over all these years. You know, I feel like he's my brother. And if I wasn't in this band, I would be in another band.
That's loyalty right there, man.
Rich, you wanna feel this one?
Yeah, well, I did a lot of blues stuff. I guess I'd still be there, but these guys won my heart.
Oh, man, I gotta wipe my eyes now. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. I'm scared up,
Isaac.
Steve and Robbie called me and asked me how I felt about coming in with them and working with the band and everything, and I didn't hesitate because I've worked around Robbie and Steve. I've partied around them, seen how they perform, and, you know, I was ready to say yeah and be a part of it instantly. I didn't even have to think about it. And if I wasn't doing that, I'd probably be doing nothing, because that's what I was doing when they called me.
I was already working on my phrases, you know. Hey, man, you got a dollar?
Did you go buy a squeegee?
Yeah. It's actually that's increased over the past. It used to be spare change.
Yeah. Inflation. You know the economy. Yeah. The economy's bad, so.
Gallon of gas.
Yeah, spare change don't cut it anymore. I need paper money.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Nice. Okay, well, I want to thank you guys for doing this interview. It was awesome.
Oh, thank you. No, we really appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. Yourself.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
And why don't you guys give us any URLs so people can find you guys online?
Oh, absolutely. Our website is LegalEyes, that's LegalEyes.net. That's our main page. That's our home page.
Awesome.
So we do, on that page, you can find any information. If you have a venue or a club or an event coming up, our Bobby Lee's information's on there, so you can contact him. Let me mention this. And Rich and I are, the record company set up a little promotional thing that Rich and I are fixing to go do, and that's tomorrow night. It will be we go live at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And it'll be at Sacred Grounds Coffee House right outside of Busch Gardens in beautiful downtown Tampa.
Awesome.
And we are going to do a live podcast from there. Sweet. So you can actually, if you're not in the area, but you would like to like to see us flounder in our own misery, then you can just tune into our website and go to our live page, and you just click on the we're using live stream, so just click on that and watch the ad for about 20 seconds. Once that's done, it'll go live, and that'll be us live. It'll be just Rich and I.
We're just going to do an acoustic show.
On what?
V109 that night.
V109. What is that?
That is a radio station, internet, that Sacred Grounds is using.
Oh, is that right? Okay, so Sacred Grounds Coffee House is going to be broadcasting through V109 or something. I don't know. You can get all the information from the website, because we'll be updating that. As a matter of fact, that's my next job as I sit here in the studio in front of this computer, which I do every day.
Keeps you off the street.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to ask for dollars anymore, but yeah, definitely our website, legalize.net, AI.net. You can get all the information. You can listen to some of our songs. You can also buy T-shirts and albums right from that site. And
website, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You can also go to liquidaudio.org. Yeah.
Well, that one website Robbie was telling you about, it can confuse you. What he's actually, when he says net AI, it's legalease.netai.net.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Because you get confused on that netty if you're not familiar with it.
Yeah, it's just .netai.net, and you can get all the information on the band, and you can actually look at our ugly faces, because there are some pictures.
You can actually pull us up on Google now, too. I did it a couple days ago to see if they got it all straightened out, and when you Google legalize, we do come up.
Yeah, and there's also video on there as well, so.
Yeah, you could also, if you want to watch any videos that we have posted, they're on YouTube, And we are Legalize 100.
Awesome.
So we do have some videos, and actually, I'm working on more posting some more videos as soon as I get some time to put them together. Because that does, I'm sure you know some. That takes a lot of time to put stuff like that together, and time is a commodity right now. We just don't have a whole lot of it, but.
Yeah.
With all the other things that we're trying to juggle. But there will be more videos posted, so go to the website, let us know you're there, send us an email, and tell us where you are, and let's, give us an idea. We'll come up and see you.
Definitely. All right, I want to thank you guys and for doing the interview, of course, and I'm gonna end the interview with another one of your songs. This is One I Want.